You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Governor Snyder's budget proposal for the coming fiscal year will be presented to the legislature today. The governor announced yesterday that he is supporting expanding Medicaid to 470,000 Michigan residents. That will be supported by federal funding for the first 3 years under the Affordable Care Act. Longwood News Service publisher John Lindstrom joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
There was a lot of anticipation about this decision over expanding Medicaid coverage in Michigan. Governor Snyder, in his announcement yesterday, made it sound like a pretty easy choice. Should we have seen this coming?
It was something that seemed that he was telegraphing. The conditions that he was concerned about were different than some of what other states have talked about. In other states, especially where you have Republican governors, they've talked about, can their states afford this when they have to start chipping in to cover the cost? Is it the right thing to do generally under the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, is a very controversial issue, as also known as Obamacare? But the governor always kept saying, well, can we handle it from really a more practical standpoint? Do we have the capacity to take care of this increased number of patients and be in a situation where they're not going back to emergency rooms, which is where a lot of these folks are going now because they can't afford care otherwise? So from that standpoint, it was interesting that that was his approach. That was always his approach. And for some 6 weeks now, we've been getting indications from a number of different people that the medical establishment said, yeah, they can handle this. They can take care of these additional patients. And there's a number of reasons for that. One is, quite frankly, during the economic crisis, people have stopped going to the doctors. They couldn't afford it. They didn't have insurance. Secondly, medical practices have changed so that when you go to the doctor now, you're just as likely to see a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant as you are to see the actual doctor. So with the change in practice management and other issues, that's something that the medical establishment says that they could handle. That being the case, it seemed more and more likely. We just kept getting all of these indications that the governor was going to call for the expansion. And then on Monday, Governor Kasich in Ohio, Governor Kasich is also a Republican, he announced that he was supporting expanding Medicaid. Most of the other Republican governors that have done so have been in much smaller states, and I don't know if that played much of a role in Governor Snyder's decision or not, but it certainly, you know, I think he felt like, oh, I've got some additional partisan cover here, let's go ahead and do this.
Well, there are some Republican lawmakers who are expressing concern about the long-term funding of expanding Medicaid. Will Governor Snyder have to do some work with his fellow Republicans if he's going to get this done?
He will. It's interesting. He has proposed as part of this a way of trying to get to that cost thing. Now, what's going to happen is Medicaid, unlike Medicare, which is for senior citizens, Medicare is completely paid by the federal government. Medicaid is paid for by both the federal government and the state. Under the expansion, the federal government will pay 100% of that additional cost for 3 years. After that, the state has to start chipping in, and even then, they will get to a maximum of 10% that they would have to chip in. Well, for some states, that's still going to be a considerable amount of money. So what the governor is talking about is taking the estimated savings that the state will see for 3 years, taking half of it, roughly $100 million a year is what they're estimating, and banking it, creating a health savings account for the state. And then when they have to start chipping in on the cost, using the money from that savings to do that. Now, he's saying if it's properly managed, the state could actually see this money last until as long as 2035. Whether or not that's true, of course, we'll just have to see. But that's clearly one thing that he's trying to do to help sell the legislature on this. You've got a number of Speaker Bolger is still hesitant about it. You have Senator Caswell, who's from Hillsdale, who's absolutely opposed to it. But interestingly, yesterday at the press conference, Senator Marlowe, who chairs the Health Committee in the Senate, was at the press conference. He didn't say anything, but he was there. That's an important signal. And you had a number of business people who were there, and they were quite upfront about the fact that they were opposed to Obamacare, but that they see this as a good policy because this will help save money for businesses in the long run.
John, when we talked with you last week about the Electoral College proposal, you pointed out that Governor Snyder was going to need a lot of Democratic votes to get the road funding that he wants passed. In about 30 seconds or so that we have left, can you tell us, is he going to have to rely on a lot of that Democratic support if Medicaid is going to be expanded in Michigan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is another key factor. The Democrats are very supportive of this. And if you get enough, this might actually be an easier sell for them than the transportation issue. But it's another area where he will need Democrats for this to happen.
John, thank you for your time this morning.
You're more than welcome, Gordon.
John Lindstrom is the publisher of the Gongwer News Service. You can read more about Governor Snyder's budget proposal as well as his support for expanding Medicaid in Michigan at our website, WMUK.org.